when Chad Griffin left Arkansas. At the age of 19, he was still in the closet. He returns 20 years later as leader of the nation's top gay civil rights organization.
It's actually quite exciting for me to be able to come back now and meet people across the state of Arkansas who are openly LGBT and helping to eradicate discrimination.
A graduate of Georgetown University School of Foreign Service and a two-year veteran of the Clinton White House communications team, Griffin, who is 38, is a founding partner of Griffin Shine, a strategic communications and campaign firm based in Los Angeles. There, he shaped policy debate around clean energy, universal health care, climate change, stem cell research, early childhood education, and equal rights. But to honestly face his own identity was incredibly difficult, Griffin said.
You know, I went through a challenging process, ultimately, to come out. I was not out when I lived in Arkansas. I worked in Washington, D.C., and it was ultimately when I moved to California that I came out to my friends, my family, my peers, my colleagues. And then professionally, I was lucky enough to be able to work on, you know, important issues affecting LGBT people, and most recently here in California as it relates to the federal court case challenging Proposition 8. And now I really consider it one of the greatest privileges of my life to be able to go and be the new president of the Human Rights Campaign.
And it appears Chad Griffin has chosen an auspicious time to lead the nation's most visible LGBT advocacy organization. After the Obama administration last year ordered the U.S. Justice Department to stop defending the constitutionality of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which outlaws same-sex marriage, President Barack Obama followed up this May by personally professing his support for same-sex marriage. Last September, the discriminatory federal law known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, barring gays from coming out while serving in the military, was repealed. And 2 years ago, President Obama expanded hate crimes legislation to include violence against gay Americans. As a founding board member of the American Foundation for Equal Rights, the sole sponsor of California's Proposition 8 lawsuit, new HRC President Chad Griffin has worked on the front lines to undo California's ban on same-sex marriage. A federal appeals court in San Francisco just announced it would not reconsider an earlier ruling finding that California's Prop 8 ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, likely to lift the case up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And leading up to that decision was a federal appeals court in Boston recently declaring DOMA unconstitutional.
It's historic. It's the first United States Court of Appeals to rule that the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, an act passed by Congress that prevents the federal recognition of marriage rights in states that have marriage equality. It was a historic victory and one that I expect will be upheld and one that I expect we will continue to see rulings like this out of state and federal courts around the country, just as we have historically in this country. Our legislatures and our courts have repeatedly knocked down and erased from the books laws that discriminated against people because of their gender or people because of their race, and now finally, people because of their sexual orientation.
Same-sex marriage is outlawed in Arkansas, but a 15-year-long battle ended last year when the state Supreme Court declared unconstitutional a law banning unmarried couples, both gay and straight, from serving as adoptive or foster parents. The American Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU of Arkansas filed a lawsuit against the ban on behalf of children, parents, and couples harmed by the law, known as Act One, in December 2008. And the state's Supreme Court decision affirmed an earlier ruling by the Pulaski County Circuit Court holding that Act One, a state ballot initiative sponsored by the Conservative Family Council in Little Rock, violates the Arkansas Constitution's right to privacy. Still, some conservatives characterize the battle for gay civil rights as a dangerous homosexual agenda.
There certainly is an agenda, and it is the most American of agendas. And that is, in this country, we treat all of our citizens equal under the law. It's something that we all learned as kids, except then we called it the golden rule.
Advocating for LGBT young people will be foremost in Griffin's administration. To coincide with his first day on the job, HRC released a landmark study surveying 10,000 LGBT-identified 13 to 17-year-olds, comparing gay young people to straight youth, finding stark disparities in well-being.
That's my motivation. The young people in this country, every single night, there are thousands upon thousands of people in Arkansas and in the other 49 states that when they go to bed at night, they get into their bed and they stare at the ceiling, unable to fall asleep, fearing the next day. Fearing the discrimination or fearing the bullying that they will face. It could be in the home, it could be in the church, it could be in the school, or it could be in the workplace. And it is those young people that motivate me, and it's those young people that we have to make our decisions for. And if we make every decision and everything we do is done through the lens of what's in the best interest of that young LGBT person living in America today, then we'll be doing right by them.
The study shows that nationally, LGBT young people are much more likely to be verbally bullied. In Arkansas, nearly two-thirds of LGBT youth say they've been harassed, with one in four suffering a physical assault at school and a large majority feeling ostracized at church. Only 36% of LGBT youth said they were happy, compared to 67% of straight youth. But some progress has been made in Arkansas regarding gay young people. When the state legislature last year, supported by Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe, passed a law requiring anti-bullying policies in every school, including protection for sexual orientation and gender identity. So, if Chad Griffin were to assign a grade to the nation regarding equal rights for all Americans,
I would give it an I for improving.
This week, Chad Griffin takes the reins of the 30-year-old nonprofit Human Rights Campaign, which last year brought in more than $30 million in revenue. According to its website, HRC works in diverse communities, invests strategically to elect fair-minded individuals to office, and educates the public about LGBT issues.
Well, those of us who are in the movement and helping to lead this country towards full equality under the laws stand on the shoulders of giants. There are people throughout this country who have been fighting a lifetime to achieve full and complete equality under the law. I do believe that we are at a turning point and we are at a tipping point. And I believe that that very soon we will see the day where a young person that's growing up in Arkansas will be able to have the exact same dreams and aspirations as their brothers, their sisters, and their friends or colleagues.
And for the fourth year in a row, President Barack Obama declared June as Pride Month for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered Americans, celebrated with rallies, parades, and festivals across the nation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For FM 89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.